Were you born locally?
No, I'm a Geordie. I was born in Gateshead.
When did you come to this area of St Albans?
When my mother's great friend, whom I called my aunt, came down looking for jobs, as we all did in those days before the war. They found a job at Handley Page's, or my uncle did,
yeah.
And they lived, rented a little cottage in Park Street.
Yeah. Roughly when was that?
It would be, I can't tell you exactly, but the early 30s.
So when did you actually come to Albany Gate? Was that the first time you lived in Sopwell?
Yes, I lived in St Albans since 59, but I came here about 9 years ago.
So you're fairly familiar with this part of St Albans?
I am indeed, yes, yeah, yeah. I was indeed, yeah. And yes. I saw these places being built, yeah. And I used to walk over here along the river. We used to walk over to Park Street along the river.
Yeah, was that before the war?
Yes.
It must have been very different then.
It was. There was no golf course, no nothing. You know, the London, there's the St Albans golf course is that way, gets over that way now, past that.
It's amazing to think, yes. No golf course.
No houses, no cotton mill. We used to walk, I'm not quite sure how we did it. I walk along the river now, but we didn't finish up along the river so much. We used to go to Berry Dell. And then I think, I'm trying to remember because, yes. You know, I'm not a good navigator. And then somehow we came up to the mill at Sopwell. And then somehow we used to cut across and come out somewhere, I think in Holywell Hill. But how we did it, I really don't know. There weren't many houses in the way.
Where the golf course is now, it's just open fields, was it?
As far as I remember, yes. As I say, I don't remember very carefully, but I think I might have remembered that there didn't seem to be a golf course there. No. Although I suppose with Ryder there should have been, shouldn't there?
I remember you telling us the river was navigable.
Oh, yes. Now, I can tell you that. I was talking to my brother, and I asked him at the weekend. He can remember it, too. My aunt and uncle lived opposite the entrance to the station. Mm. And the first house on the left going down towards Radlett, they were friends of my uncle, and they had a boat. Mm. The first one that had a backing onto the river, a little dinghy. And he used to lend it to me. And I was spinning under 10, I suppose. And I'd rowed all my life because, you know, we do up there and I'd rowed on the things and I knew how to row. And we rowed all the way along, almost up to St Albans. But that stopped when they built that new arterial road from Park Street roundabout. I don't know, I can't remember its number.
Yeah.
So and they put a nasty piece of netting down. And so you couldn't go any further.
It's been a terrible shame.
We was disgusted, yes.
Yeah.
But you could row a boat on the river then, between Fark Street and St Albans. And I did it frequently, because the last thing my mother used to say to me was, don't let Brian fall out. And, you know, I used to think, I'm rowing this blessed boat.
It was my brother, was it?
Yeah. How do I stop him from falling out? Yeah. And the little devil would have done it to spite me, really.
Tell us about the Pinnocks.
I didn't ever know them. They ran the watercress. Everybody knew them. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a Pinnock called Joe? Well, my uncle knew them, you know, part of the family.
Weren't they?
Yes, yeah. Because they used to play dominoes in the pubs, and they used to play threes and fives. And the 2-1 in dominoes is a very useful little domino to have if you're playing threes and fives. Yeah. And in Park Street in those days, the 2-1 was always called Joe Pinnock. Mm. I often wondered who this Joe Pinnock was.
What sort of period are we talking about?
1930s.
So you were in the pub playing dominoes?
I wasn't in the pub playing dominoes.
My uncle was.
My uncle was, but he came home and used to play with us, or at least with me. And as a 2-1 was always Joe Pinnock, and I knew. I mean, I had met the people because they were the bosses, you know, the went watercress bed. And we always bought watercress every Saturday afternoon. We used to go down to Berry Dell or to come over here and get the watercress on the way home from the market. Fresh watercress for tea on Saturdays.
What was the road like, the main road going down through Park Street? Was it very quiet or busy?
Oh, yes. You hardly ever saw a car. Yeah. I mean, if you saw a car, you went out to have a look at it, you know. Everything came by horse, you know, milkmen and the things like that. Yeah. It was a bit of a hill too up there. There were cars about, and as far as I remember, a little garage opened down there at one stage. But I can't be sure whether it was then or just after the war. But pre-war, there was very little, as far as I remember. Pubs, of course.
But you had the station, didn't you?
Yes, we had the station, and we had this little train that went to St Albans if you were really bothered, and Watford. We'd just go to Watford if you did big shopping. There was a double line at Bricket Wood. And Howard wasn't a station. Howard was just a crossing in the middle of a field.
Yes. Like a halt, wasn't it?
Yes, Howard didn't exist. Yes, it was a single track and crossed and Bridget Wood.
You know, that's another thing I was always told. We went for long walks all around the place. And if we went that way, I was told to hold my brother's hand, you know, as he went across the railway line. But the trains weren't very frequent even in those days.
And of course, as we both remember, there were steam trains.
Oh, of course, yes. Oh, it was a great big ring I liked, the chap that had the key on it that passed a hand over Bricket Wood.
Yes, that's right. Yes. It's a token, isn't it? It's
called. Yeah, I don't know. It was a great big ring, wasn't it, with the thing on it? Yeah.
So the next train could pass.
Yes, that's right.
When you went to St Albans, other than rowing or going by train, did you ever walk to St Albans?
Not along the roads, ever. No. We used to walk to St Albans, yes, that's how we went. Always.
Across the fields.
Yeah. But we came back on the bus, the 365 or whatever it was.
355,
something like that. We all came back on that one because you had shopping by then.
Yeah.
But, you know, you had to pay bus fares. Bus fares were expensive in those days. Well, they weren't expensive. They were perhaps a penny or tuppence, but we were all counting our pennies because in the Depression, say, we'd all come down. My uncle had lost his... I mean, you know, they'd been wood importers in North... And, of course, the collieries closed, no pit props, shipbuilding collapsed, nobody built ships, nobody built houses. His business just collapsed. So that's why he came south and got a job as a carpenter with Handley Page.